Today, President Trump once again defended his travel ban on refugees and citizens of seven Muslim-majority nations. Here's what he said while speaking at a military base in Florida.
We need strong programs so that people that love us and want to love our country and will end up loving our country are allowed in, not people that want to destroy us and destroy our country.
One of those whose lives has been impacted by the travel ban is Omid Moghimi. He's a medical resident in New Hampshire. He grew up in this country and is a U.S. citizen. But his wife, Dorsa, is a citizen of Iran, one of the countries named in the executive order. For almost 2 years, the couple has been in the process of applying for her U.S. visa so she could come live with her husband here. They had gathered all the necessary documents before a final interview at the U.S. consulate in Abu Dhabi. And then they thought the visa would be issued. But Moghimi says that's not what happened.
So we got all that in place, and then on January 28th, the day after President Trump signed the executive order banning all immigrants from Iran and six other nations, I got an email saying that her interview has been canceled and that they'll notify us if there's any change.
Did you think something was going to happen? I mean, you'd been watching the whole time Trump's presidential election. He was saying things about this the whole time.
Certainly. I mean, I certainly was not surprised, and I was surprised at people who were surprised because he said he was going to do this, and he did.
Okay, so what steps have you taken since you got that email?
Well, unfortunately, we don't really have any legal recourse, as I've learned talking to several lawyers. I've been in touch in particular with a lawyer from the New Hampshire branch of the ACLU. They say that right now there's nothing that we can do. They're working on the cases of people who have visas or who have green cards and trying to get them into the country right now. And then hopefully in the future we'll be able to focus a little bit more attention on people in our case. Also, I've been in touch with Senator Jeanne Shaheen's office. I actually met in person with Senator Maggie Hassan, who was very helpful, very supportive, and very hopeful that some kind of logical recourse will be put in place for people in our situation and people in similar situations. And that's pretty much all I can think of to do right now. And we're hopeful that some good will come out of this.
Have you ever thought of your wife as a security risk? Is there anything that would keep her from being held up in this process?
No. if anyone ever met my wife, they would realize it's a perfectly valid question, but you'd realize how ridiculous it is, because my wife is about the most sweet, innocuous, kind-hearted, and, you know, regular, normal person that you'll ever meet. And like I said, she's one of thousands and thousands and thousands of people like that who are being affected by this. And the upsetting thing is, you know, we hear that, okay, oh, well, you know, why is everyone so worked up? It's only 90 days. Well, the way the executive order is written right now, it will very likely become a permanent ban. If the administration sticks to the way that the executive order is written right now, then it says that at the end of the 90 days, if the Iranian government doesn't comply with certain demands, which it probably won't, it will become a permanent ban, which is absolutely ludicrous to have on everyone from a certain nationality.
Do you have a plan B if you're not able to bring her here?
Not yet. Working on it. I'm realizing that I have to work on it. And the only plan B is to leave this country permanently. So I'm an American citizen by birth who intends to live the rest of his life in this country. I'm a physician. I'm at a wonderful residency program, worked hard to get here, but I will have no option but to either leave this country now in the middle of my residency and live somewhere else like Canada or somewhere else, or have to spend another 2.5 years not living with my wife, who I haven't even had a chance to really live with yet, despite the fact that we've been married for 1.5 years.
How long will you wait through this process before you look at those options?
I don't know. That's a very good question. That's kind of one of the big things that we're mulling over right now. I actually haven't had a chance to speak with my program director yet about that option, because I'm really hoping it's not what we have to do. But to be realistic, I'm going to start doing that in the next days to come.
Omid Moghimi is a doctor based in New Hampshire. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.